Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. EMCs, good morning. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. Temperatures warming up to a seasonable 57 degrees today. So that's the good news. And then frost a possibility later on tonight. What did you say? The Star City of the
like
Day is
37 degrees or 38 degrees in Sheffield Lake. It's annoying. Brought a coat today.
This is the time of year. And I really commend Jen on kicking off not only the show, but the week properly, but not mentioning the Browns score.
I couldn't do it today. I literally couldn't. I will do it at some point this morning. We had to talk about Myles Garrett. We had to talk.
We don't have to talk about any of it. It's just cyclical. It's getting. The reason I mention this is that I was mowing my yard in the third quarter when it was 30-7. I thought at that point in time that we could have 30 quarters and probably not score 30 points. So the reason I thought I was, and this is the time of year when I think to myself, oh, will this be the last mow?
The final mow.
The final mow. I think of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're supposed to mow it a little bit, you know, lower to the ground, which I didn't do. So I was like, oh, is this going to be the final mow? What's going on? Then, of course, all the neighbors are out because everybody's like, I'm not watching the second half of this game. Yeah. I mean, they're not coming back. They're, you know, season's over. I mean, they're not playing very good football again. So I just appreciate you not mentioning that. You mentioned the Cavs won. That was good. That was a good way.
I figured it's Monday morning. Let's start off positive. We will, though, talk about the Browns eventually.
We have to. We cover Cleveland. They're still our Browns, even if they play poorly. Myles Garrett seemed very happy and very excited to be a part of the team on the sidelines. You have a bye week next week. That's good. You're not even halfway through the season. I mean,
he broke a record, though. That's exciting. I think he was quoted saying he'd rather have a win. Breaking the record.
Of course he would. That has to be extreme. You can have 17 sacks and it does not matter. Right. So they're like, he's the man, but they're the least impactful sacks because they just can't do anything on offense to move the ball. I mean, it's just frustrating. I mean, you know what? All right. So we're going to get to, we're going to get to Stevie on the socials coming up. Also, we're going to need you to help us choose, or at least we're trying to get, see, we ask you from the ground level, unlike the zoo when they already narrow it down with their baby, whatever it might be.
You get very upset about that. When they name
because
the
we want to narrow it down to an eerie eight and have the scariest/best Halloween movies narrow down to a final eight that we can have battle it out starting tomorrow for the rest of the week because Halloween's already on Friday, which, by the way, is perfect. Halloween's on Friday. So when do you trick or treat? I push against this every year. It should be either on the weekend or like this actually works out. The Halloween is on a Friday.
I only have 732 kids coming to my house. It's going to be great.
The reason I mentioned this is that there are still several communities that for some reason, and I don't know if maybe I'm guessing the kids are off school or something, that are trick or treating Thursday night.
Are they really? My kids are off school Friday.
Okay, maybe that's part of it. But I think to myself, it is Halloween. It is on Friday. Why are you trick or treating on a Thursday?
Yeah, ours is on Friday. Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I never even checked. I'm just assuming it's on Friday.
Yeah.
That's what we plan on doing.
I was like, this is the perfect storm, and still people somehow are, in my mind, of course, screwing this up. All right, let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. We can't start the show without a guess.
Yeah, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We just take one guess a day. Takes forever and ever and ever.
But you're doing a great job narrowing it down. The list can be found on the homepage of star102cleveland.com. So what is today's guest? You have to start the week with your guest. We can't wait to hear it. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I am well. My team is not playing very well at all again this year, the Browns.
I know. I told my husband that we cannot just sit around the house on Sundays anymore.
You're right. There is no validity to that. I felt so bad. It was the middle of the third quarter, as I said a few minutes ago. It was 30-7. We were losing. They're not coming back. This version of the Browns is never coming back from 30-7. And I thought to myself, I have to mow. You know what? I might as well mow the yard. It's overdue. I am due to mow the yard. I have to be constructive. I have to be doing something. I can't just waste my entire Sunday watching that.
You know what's amazing about that? I feel like at some point every season, every year on the show, you say you stop watching the game and go mow your yard.
Yeah, and you hear all of the collective mowers on the block begin to go. Everybody was outside. They're walking their dogs. They're finding something to do, go on a hike. I mean, literally anything else, because their tradition of watching the Browns at 1 o'clock from here on out for the rest of the season, I mean, the season's over. I mean, the season is over. They have been miserable. So now it's like the tradition of watching them begins to wane. I mean, what else? You love them, but it just becomes tougher and tougher all the time to watch this team. All right.
I know.
Not the way I wanted to start this call. I'm sorry to vent to you, but I really appreciate you being at EMC.
Oh, my God. No, it's totally fine. You sound like my husband. So.
Yes, I know. We probably all sound the same. Well, we would love your guess for dead guy in the envelope. As Jen said, he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope in the studio. What would be your guess?
Is it Mr. Rogers?
Oh, it's not Mr. Rogers.
Oh, not Mr. Rogers. We appreciate the guest, though. The game continues tomorrow morning on Star 102. I like that the EMCs are already getting involved. We're going to get more into this coming up at 7 o'clock. The best Halloween / scary movie is blank. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're going to narrow down to our eerie 8 and see who the winner is on Halloween.
Do you have a choice? Do you have a ready answer for that?
I have about 30 at 7:10 because I couldn't narrow it down.
You couldn't.
Which is one of the reasons that we needed help.
Yeah, right.
Because it just depends on where you want to go. That's why I put Halloween / scary. So it could be Halloween involved. If you think like the Friday the 13th or more your thing, great. But there's a big difference between like the Friday the 13th and the Nightmare on Elm Street and Hocus Pocus, right? Like there's a wide variety of what could be your favorite film, The Conjuring that just came out, you know, Conjuring. There's a lot of different movies that it could be. So that's why it's like kind of a really vague umbrella to throw out there. But I figure maybe we can pick, you know, a couple scary ones, a couple not so scary ones, some animated ones that have been great, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, there's a lot of different directions you can go.
Yeah, like, remember the kids? Was it the Spookly, like the square pumpkin and stuff? Remember that when they were little? Like the, do you remember that?
Why, I don't, actually don't.
Oh, you don't? Spookly the
this
pumpkin?
This is the time when I should have said I did.
I should, you know what, let's move on.
Is it called Spookly?
Yes,
I'm sorry, I really don't remember.
About Spookly.
Anybody
He's
else?
Like a little
EMCs,
square pumpkin. Someone tell us about Spookly. Maybe it was a TV show.
I'm writing.
You know
this
what?
Down.
Sometimes,
I think you're making this up.
Sometimes I shouldn't talk because I'm trying
it's
to think
Monday
of non-scary Halloween movies that would be best movie. That definitely is not in there. As I can't
think
even
like
remember
Spookly
that.
Was pitched.
No, I'm telling
and
you.
And then it actually went straight to YouTube.
There is a Spookly. No, well, it might be on YouTube. I don't know.
So the reason I mentioned this is Tim's at EMC. He got early. He said the Cleveland Browns, they have a sequel every year, and it keeps getting scarier.
That could be number one on the list.
Please DM us about Spookly. I don't like the fact that I've never
Spookly.
Even heard it. I've never even heard of it.
It's animated. It's like a cartoon square
you
pumpkin.
You watched it as a kid or no?
No.
Were
my
you,
kids.
Your kids
I
did?
Feel like my kids watched Spookly.
Give me the voice of Spookly.
I have no idea.
Hi, I'm Spookly.
I don't know if he Woo! Talked.
Like
no,
that?
Hi, everybody. He definitely did not do the jazz Woo! Hands that you're doing
yeah,
right
because
now.
Because the pumpkin probably
yeah,
didn't have hands.
All right, so...
All right, we'll get Sorry a DM. Jen and Tim show Star 102. Give me the Spookly education. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
It was just last week when Jen let us know that Toys R Us is opening 30 new stores, including one at Crocker Park in Westlake, during the three things you need to know.
Yes,
now,
very exciting.
I go on TikTok and I see a video about this new Toys R Us, and I thought it was very interesting to talk about because it kind of just ruined it all for me.
Oh, no. You're going to ruin Tim's day if
I
it
am,
ruined it
I'm
for
really
you.
I am, and I'm really sorry, Tim, but this is stuff you need to know before you go to
oh,
this
boy.
New store and are disappointed.
This is actually really, really helpful because, and if anybody is just joining us and doesn't know, my daughter is 10 years old. Her name is Izzy. And when she was little, she doesn't remember any of this now, and I knew she wouldn't, but it didn't matter. There was a Toys R Us in Mentor. And of course, any of us of a certain age, like Toys R Us was the place to get your toys and go shopping and everything. And I knew it was going to close in Mentor. I knew the writing was on the wall, but I said, I'm taking her. How many times did I take her to Toys R Us?
Oh my God, several times a week.
Three times?
Yeah, and I think you acted like it was for her, but it was really for you.
Correct. 0% about my then 2 or 3 year old.
Right.
And she was really into those LOL balls.
Right.
And I would get her, because it's like a $5 purchase. Every time we would go, I didn't care. I said, we're going, I'm getting you an LOL ball, little daddy-daughter date, we're going to do this type of thing. And then I saw that they were opening these flagship stores, and Crocker Park's the seasonal version of that. And I thought to myself, I'm driving to Chicago to see this flagship.
To the flagship?
That's how much I care. Because
that
there's
might
certain
be better for you.
Right. But now we have Stevie on the socials to give us a little inside scoop. So now I got to see if this is going to be a bad maneuver.
Oh, boy. This makes me very nervous.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jim and Tim Show on Star 102.
It was announced that Toys R Us is opening 30 new stores, including one at Crocker Park in Westlake. The store was described as a seasonal pop-up, although new flagship stores are rolling out now just in time for holiday shopping. But there is a piece of the story that we must have skipped over, and thanks to TikTok, I now know before going in and being disappointed. So the video pops up on my feed, made me a little sad, and the comments gave me answers. Because, of course, you see a video, and you're like, is this true? Let me go to the comments to see what they're saying. But here is a little clip of the video.
Don't get excited. This is not the childhood reunion of your dreams. This is actually a nightmare. When you walk into Toys R Us, do you expect there to be so many calendars?
There are toys in this store, but it is so odd. Nothing appears to be organized. It's almost like it was just thrown up on the shelf. And oh, did you want more calendars? I think you wanted more calendars.
Calendars?
Of course, exactly. The first thing I do is check the comments. And they said that Calendars Go purchased a license to open under the Toys R Us umbrella in malls. Kind of sad in a cash grab. That's what the comment said.
Wait, like the calendar kiosks that have like cats doing mm-hmm. yoga and stuff?
And yes, and they have all those stores at the mall during the holidays.
Oh my gosh.
So I immediately wanted to check if that's true. I go back to that Fox 8 News article posted about the store, and then like four paragraphs down, there was a quote from the vice president of Toys R Us that said, quote, following the tremendous success of our Toys R Us flagship stores, we're thrilled to continue expanding through our partnership with Go Retail Group, end quote. So these pop-ups are basically just the same old pop-up calendar Go store you see, with the weird toys and all the calendars just being called Toys R Us to get people to go in.
Oh,
now, you might be right in going
my.
Chicago. I don't know. This was just
yeah,
a pop-up.
You're right. There are two different. I saw this video, of course, because that's where it's taking me because I am, you know, the oldest 8-year-old ever. So I'm looking. So I'm going down this Toys R Us spiral because I'm thinking to myself, first of all, you know, I see the news break and I think to myself, why is it going to Crocker and not Eastside? Being, you know,
right.
Being jealous.
Sure.
Like, I mean, let's keep that. Or when's it going to open Eastside? We have a Toys R Us that's literally sitting there as a shell on Mentor Avenue. We're ready for you. And then I think, okay, well, it's a pop-up. It's a seasonal pop-up. What does that mean? Is this the version of Toys R Us? Wanting to know. I don't know. I mean, Crocker is amazing. I get it. And then I thought, the more I dug deeper, I was like, it's not, I mean, I know it's not going to be the same as the 1990s version of that's where you had to go to get toys. There was no basically online shopping. I understand all that, but it is intriguing. The flagship, quote unquote, flagship stores, are they going to be more like these Toys R Us were back
like
in the day?
Like the originals.
Because the pop-ups won't be. And I understand why they're doing that.
I have one more question about all of this and the Toys R Us locations and what they did a few years ago with Toys R Us.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's a great call.
I need to ask that next, because what is happening with that? Is that still a thing? The Macy's thing? The
right.
Macy's partnership?
Talking Toys R Us on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
What happened to the Toys R Us partnership with Macy's? Is that there? So because do
yeah,
you
that continues,
there was,
right? I
yeah,
believe
I've
that continues.
I've seen it in the Macy's.
Yeah.
Me too. So they're doing it because at Great Northern, I know they had it. A few years ago, at Christmas time, I had a partnership with them, and we went. They had like a... remember they had the Jeffrey statue and I sat and took a photo with him and you were very jealous because you loved Jeffrey the giraffe and Toys R Us. And they had a whole section up there on the second floor with all the Toys R Us stuff.
And it was like the real toys?
Santa. Yeah, it was like the real toys. So I don't understand. Are those still there? But then now they have this other weird
yeah,
calendar
I think
one.
Those are staying and they're just trying to do more.
Yeah, I think that I'm pretty sure that partnership continues. I think that was part of the release when they were mentioning the flagships were open. I think that was a good partnership that continues to move
and
on.
And you might as well just go there.
Yeah.
To the Macy's.
That's what it seems like. If that video on TikTok is accurate and what you showed us, Stevie, with all those cats, I had no idea there was such a high demand for calendars.
I paper, would not want
paper
to work
calendars.
There.
They're everywhere. You go to these malls. I mean, I guess I can just speak of Great Lakes Mall. And once again, like my daughter is 10, but that kid loves to go physical shopping. Like she loves to go to the store, and we go to the mall. Jen, I'm telling you, and it's probably, I actually have probably been there for a month, but this time of year, there are 3 to 4 kiosks of calendars, and they have like a physical pop-up store of calendars and the junky kind of
toys. It begs the question, who's using a paper calendar?
Everybody must be, or it's a great gift or something.
It's not like it's a planner calendar. These are like old school, tiny little 2-inch box calendars.
Yeah, or your big like, here's your poodle calendar.
Right.
Here's your Browns calendar.
They're the weirdest.
They do. They have
some of the most interesting.
Well, somebody must be buying them, or you have a last second thing. I mean, it's the same thing. You go into, you talk about Macy's or anything. They have the store. They have the, you know, the stands, whatever. They're like, here's your AM/FM radio with a flashlight and a bat signal. It's like, that might be good for my dad because I can't figure something
else.
You
might like the bat signal.
It's a deal for $20. Seriously, somebody's buying these things.
I want to talk to somebody who still buys a calendar. I cannot imagine.
Dad, are you listening? 216-343. They have one that they hang on their wall.
My mom asks for one every year. I get her a new calendar every year.
That with the little squares.
Yeah.
Does she write in it or does she just?
Yes, she hangs it up and puts everything. So my dad likes it so he knows when his appointments are.
And you know my dad, he will every year, like towards the end of the year, he will then update everything for the next year. He'll go, you know, month by month.
Though, I feel
and
like.
It'll be like, Tim Richards, was it Star 102 for 10 years? And then the next year. Richards, 11 years. And he'll text me like, congratulations, 11 years at Star 102. I was in a car wreck where my head basically went through the windshield. Like it was a very, very bad car wreck years ago. And my dad would be like, 13 years, car wreck.
Oh my, and he'll text you that.
Yes!
It's like his journaling, but in a very kind of different way.
All right, quickly. Who has a paper calendar? 216-343-1021. And this is not calendar shaming at all.
No.
Once again, I'm talking about my day. He definitely has it. We would love to talk to you coming up next.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again. But if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Who still uses a paper calendar? It's what we're talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite.
Jamie sent the best message. Listen to this. I still use a paper calendar and a weekly planner. Then I take pictures of them every week to keep on my phone.
She has all of her bases covered.
That's amazing.
We all get it.
Like, you know you could use the calendar on your phone, but nope. You like that. And some people that like that handwriting it down makes a difference.
And they tell you that does, right?
Yes.
You write it down and then you like mentally think about it. Or you write it down for a couple of times and you think about it. There's definitely something to it. We'll continue that. But we have one call. So you have the paper calendar?
I do. I am ADHD as heck. And if something is not on paper in front of me, like it's very out of sight, out of mind.
Jen and Tim show Star 102 and all the socials. And no, she still didn't get tires. Anyway, it was an eye opening. I'm not talking about it anymore. It was an eye opening, Stevie, on the socials today. We were talking about the, you know, Toys R Us comeback, if you will. They have flagship stores. We have a seasonal store. Do you know? I'm not putting you on the spot. Is it open at Crocker yet, or it will open? I do not know the details.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know which space it's going into at Crocker, but once I find out, I will let you know. But we did learn that the stores are not exactly what we thought they were going to be, according to Stevie.
Oh, this is according to Stevie, right. And kind of an influx of a certain item that we were wondering if you still use. And according to some of the DMs that are coming in, quite a few people still using these items,
right? We have a ton of messages about this.
So this will make sense. Maybe you use this. We'll find out. All right, let's get to this. We're very curious if you use one item over and over again, year after year. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Paper calendars.
That's it.
We asked the question. Well, I was curious because the Toys R Us story that Stevie talked about was that they are going to sell a lot of calendars there. So I said, who is still using these paper calendars? And it's not, I was, Because these are the calendars that are like the decor calendars. They have a theme. They have photos on every page, and you hang them up like, and you know, say it's a Simpsons calendar, or a Marilyn Monroe calendar, whatever.
Two very interesting choices you chose there. Is the
those are the two things I could think of, because I remember when I was a kid, I used to get it like a Marilyn Monroe calendar, but I would get at Christmas time, and I would hang that in my room. But that's before the digital age, you know, when we weren't using calendars on our phones and stuff like that. I was just curious who's still buying the paper ones. Handwriting on like a planner is one thing, but who's hanging the picture ones? And it turns out everybody, everybody, we have a bajillion. We can't even read all these messages.
I love that you will still describe the calendar. Like, wait, maybe I didn't describe this correctly, that people are using this. I said, I'm telling you, when you go to the mall, and I can only, I'm in Mentor, and I, and Great Lakes Mall is close to us. It's right there on Mentor Avenue. That's where we'll go if we need to go to a local mall for whatever it might be. When you go, maybe now, but definitely starting November 1, definitely starting December 1, when you can get like a short-term rental on a kiosk, or I imagine one of the stores that is no longer there, there are at least three calendar kiosk slash store. There is an actual physical store, I think going down towards where the Sears used to be on the left-hand side, if I remember correctly, and that's all they had. There were a couple like little, they weren't Funko Pop little things. There were little other things in there. The entire store is paper calendars. Somebody's buying these things. There's three.
Somebody's
grabbing them for the holidays.
Three kiosks of paper calendars, all owned by the same paper calendar person, or there's such a high demand, there are three separate store calendar options.
I would think that they are three separate. I don't think they're owned by the same people, but I don't know. They're not the same.
Is there a nice variety of different calendars?
Oh, they're
at each
lovely.
Kiosk?
I thought about buying a couple, then not using them.
Which one would you get? What theme would you go with?
I don't know.
Browns. I feel like you would get a Browns.
Definitely, that's basic. I would go with the Browns, but they have. Do you use a paper calendar? Maybe even if you do, what's the theme? Or do you switch themes per year? Or is it like, I love daisies and I go with daisies, or I have a poodle and I go with the poodle every single year because I love that dog.
Right. It's not.
I'm serious.
It's not the writing down calendars. This is the theme. Why do you? Because people are saying, "Oh, I write in my planner all
the
time."
Not the planner.
It's not the planner. This is the paper calendar that's hanging on the wall.
That's it.
And then do you take it down every time you write in it, or do you have a pen that can is like anti-gravity?
Jen is disturbed. She doesn't.
I'm not disturbed. I just.
Well, you were asking me, like, do you write on the wall with it, or do you take it down? Like, I wish my dad was, he has a calendar every year, and
I feel like your dad is unique. I feel like your dad's situation is unique, and he's done it forever and ever and ever, and it's more like a journal to him.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
And maybe it's because we work in a studio, and there's not, like, cubicles around where people have calendars. Is it more of an office thing? Are people hanging these on their walls at home? I just don't.
It's a home thing, I bet.
It's a home thing.
There's 100% chance I'm buying one for this studio.
Do it. I can't wait to see the theme you pick. Maybe you can wrap it up and give it to me for my 3,000th win in Trump 2-8.
Oh, yeah. I'll get on that now. You're right.
Yeah.
I understand it's 2025. We're talking paper calendars because everybody still buys them. I am convinced of this. Are you one of those people? You know, we have our EMCs.
Yes.
Early morning crew on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I feel like this is the PCCs, the paper calendar crew.
The paper calendar crew, for sure.
I feel like this is it. Who uses it? Come on, admit it. It's fine. And I would love to know the theme.
Some people are starting to send us their themes. Now, Kathy says she has a paper calendar in the kitchen on the wall. She has a daily planner and calendar on the dresser for work with school-related activities, and they're usually dogs. Cute! I would totally get a dog calendar. It's adorable.
My parents have a calendar. It's not a paper calendar, but it's like it's made out of some type of fabric that they get every year. They've had a different one every single year since they've been married. And trying to find them now is really, really difficult, apparently. And they hang it up there. I've had it every single year.
Are those the old school, like, tea towel calendar?
Yes!
Like, you can use them as
there
a tea towel afterward? Mm-hmm. I feel like Brownie Troops used to sell those
or
something.
They have to go to, like, Amish country or something now to find. I don't know where they go now, but it is not as easy as it was probably in 1980.
People are very committed to their calendar style.
I get to another one.
Good morning, Tim. I have three in my house.
And Jen has questions about the paper calendar.
Wait, why do you have three? Just for decor or for, like, planning purposes?
For planning purposes, my mom has one in the kitchen. I have one in my bedroom, and I have one in my kids' room.
So do you take it off the wall, write on it, and hang it back up?
No, I write on it while it's on the wall.
You just write on it while it's on the wall. And then what are your themes?
It changes every year.
Oh, it does. Okay. And that makes sense. Yeah, I have the same theme every year. I understand that.
And then do you use the calendar on your phone at all?
Very little.
Why? She has a calendar on the wall.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Jen. Why be redundant?
Very good.
I love this. Right. I knew people use these paper calendars still.
Yeah.
All year long.
Tomorrow on the show, who still uses a cordless phone? It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good. I'm liking this. I'm liking throwback hour. I'm not making fun of it at all. My dad uses a paper calendar. I am 100% in the paper calendar. I am just, this is the time when I wish that people listening to the show could see the phones and the messages that we are getting in, because
they're
we get
nonstop.
Alerts. Our phones and our computers are dinging for the last 30 minutes nonstop about the paper calendars.
Listen, I'm not going to get into this now. You joke about talking about a cordless phone tomorrow. I have a girlfriend I recently had lunch with, my friend Missy. She does something that is so like dated and so crazy. I could not believe that she does this. And I almost want to talk about these like
we'll do this. What does Missy do? That'll be tomorrow.
What does Missy do? That's tomorrow morning.
I'm writing it down now.
I couldn't believe it.
That'll be 7:10 tomorrow, because I don't know what Missy does either.
She did this at lunch. I could not believe she did this, and I was astonished. So anyway, it's not a paper calendar, I'll tell you that.
Is it worse? Like older school? I don't know how to put it, because once again, I'm not bashing paper calendars, because I actually personally like them.
To be honest with you, it blends old school and new school together.
It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
Hybrid Missy. What does hybrid Missy do?
Hybrid Missy does this.
Okay. That's tomorrow.
Astonished.
7:10 tomorrow. I promise we will get into that.
We have to talk about it. Sorry, Missy, if you're listening.
Yeah, you're getting pretty much roasted on Tuesday morning, it sounds like. Or she can join us. See if she'll join us.
I'll see if she'll join us. Okay. Kelly says she gets two wall calendars every year, one for the kitchen and one for the bedroom. Now, this is what sells me on it, because listen to this. I've been getting a calendar of my dog made at Walgreens every year. And then one of the dachshunds I follow on Facebook. I have gotten Indians in the past or just random dachshunds. My mom and sisters all get them too. I would totally get a calendar of my dog made. That would be adorable. Love that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because 27 minutes ago, you were 100% out on the paper calendars and saying, why aren't these people using their phone and the calendars and merging? It makes no sense.
Well, now
the excitement in your voice 20 minutes later about having a dog calendar of your own dog now is the best gift. Nate, are you listening? If he could get the pictures of the dog together
calendar.
For 12 pictures, talk about that on a Shutterfly, Etsy something, home run gift.
I'm sold on the personalization and the design aspect of it, not the writing in it. Like, see, Elizabeth says, also, we buy my parents an Italy-themed calendar every year. You said you would like an Italy-themed calendar.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get the photo aspect of it now. I like it.
We are just days away from Halloween. And 'tis the season. You're watching, obviously, you know, the costumes, the parties, everything's going on, and you feel like watching those, the Halloween, the scary movies, whatever they might be, and everybody has their favorites. What we're going to do kicking off tomorrow on the show is and we need help with this, best listeners ever, is narrowing down or creating an eerie eight, the best or favorite. They can be scary movies. They can just be Halloween themed. They don't have to be scary movies. Maybe it's Hocus Pocus that isn't the scariest movie. It's not a Friday the 13th or something like that. So we're going to need help narrowing these down. We need your suggestions so we can then have a battle and then in theory have the best scary or / Halloween movie that's out
best
there.
Halloween movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to end up being scary? I feel like it will. The number one. There's a lot of Hocus Pocus people.
Yes.
But I feel like when you touch into the Hocus Pocus, can you then get into Practical Magic? No, but I guess it's not Halloween themed. It's more like witchy, so never mind. I know they're doing a redo of that one.
Yeah.
People like will go
Conjuring because that was out not too long ago. But yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could go. Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't know.
Yes.
So we have some comments coming in. If you have a favorite, we would love to know. DM us or, of course, Jen and Tim Show. The best scary movie or Halloween movies. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
A lot of people choosing Halloween as the best Halloween movie. Like Gina says Halloween, the original. We have Cheryl saying the original Halloween, Jody saying the original Halloween. Sharon kind of created her own, The Browns, written by the Haslams, produced by Barry and directed by Stefanski.
First of all, that would be the worst.
That would be a bad
Halloween
movie.
Yes. And the runtime's very long.
That
on
is
each
a
episode.
Lengthy. That
very
is
very long runtime.
Very. But then you go in another direction. You have, like Kathy says, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Lindy says Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, I've never seen Hokey Pokey. Is it scary? What year did Hokey Pokey come out, the scary movie? See, this is why we need help with this, because there's a variety from Halloween to Hocus Pocus to Charlie Brown.
Yes.
And we have to try to create we're calling it the eerie eight, the top eight. And you can't have just all Friday the 13th or Nightmare Before Elm, Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, you have to have a variety.
Well, could you include remember the square pumpkin, that spookly pumpkin one? Like, would that be in there too? Spookly, I think that's his name, Spookly. Actually, I don't even know. That might have been a show, maybe a movie. Remember, like,
what is it called?
Spookly the Square Pumpkin. I think it's.
Are you making
Spookly.
Things up now to add on the list and make me look like an idiot?
I swear, I think it was around when my kids were little. It was like a little square pumpkin named Spookly.
A square pumpkin named Spookly?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Does not exist.
Someone has to know what I'm talking about. Spookly the Square Pumpkin. But I don't know if
it's
a movie now.
Was Spookly bad or scary or what?
I cannot remember.
Because
when my kids were that little, I didn't sleep that much. I don't know. It was.
Why have I never even heard of this?
Maybe I'm making it up. No, I think it's a thing. But it might have been a TV show. It might have not just been a TV show, not like a movie in theater.
Okay, there's two quick things.
Okay.
So please add to the list. We will narrow this down tomorrow with your help.
Okay.
I need to know about Spookly and if this is an actual...
I also need to know if you could help.
Square pumpkin. I mean,
I'm telling you, it's a thing. Somebody is saying it's a thing.
All right. Seems sturdy. Spookly, the sturdy pumpkin?
No, it's not.
All right.
He's not.
216. So do we have any DMs about Spookly on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites?
First of all, you can't believe the amount of people messaging us about Spookly. So Megan says Spookly was a real movie, Spookly the Square Pumpkin. Leah says, my kids love Spookly the Square Pumpkin. We had it on DVD, LOL, not sure if it was actually ever on TV.
So it's been around that long. How have I not heard of this? If it's on DVD, what is this, 10, 15, 20 years old?
Maria says, my kids are 24, 22, 16, and 14, and they still have fond memories of Spookly the Square Pumpkin.
What?
Such a weird but cute movie is what she says. And
okay.
Then Meredith says, my kids love Spookly. It was Spookly. I can't read all these messages.
Okay.
They keep coming in. It was on Disney. He was a square pumpkin. And then she also says, non-scary Halloween movie we love is Halloween Town. Yes, I've watched that with the kids. That's really cute, too.
Where can I watch Spookly? It's got to be streaming somewhere. You could probably buy it on Prime or something.
First of all, I could barely remember what it was, so I have no idea where.
Okay. But
Disney,
it is a thing.
Disney, maybe? Someone can tell us.
Yeah. I can look at it. Okay. All right. So it is a thing.
I feel like it's very young. I don't know that you want to watch it currently. Maybe you do.
FOMO now.
Okay.
I want to see the square pumpkin in action. All right. It's 8:18. It is a Monday. We're getting through it together on Star 102.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Spookly the Square Pumpkin.
It's a thing.
We're going to have a Jen and Tim show viewing at a theater near you. We're not. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I've never
heard of this thing. It's been around for 21 years. It came out in 2004.
And a lot of the comments are saying that their kids remember it very fondly and still like to watch it now because it's a good, like, kid memory.
You had one more comment about this. Go ahead.
And then to really blow your mind, there is a sequel, Spookly and the Christmas Kittens.
Spookly and the Christmas Kittens is
the
a sequel.
Christmas Kittens.
Spookly was so popular, there's a sequel.
See?
I can't believe this.
I just am stunned you've never heard of Spookly.
Miss Kittens. No, I haven't at all. Not even if I had not seen it. I've just never heard of it.
Oh, I see Spookly and the Christmas Kittens.
A Place Called Home. Spookly and the Christmas Kittens.
A Place Called Home.
I'm just looking at YouTube. I'm just reading it as I'm Googling it. I don't know.
And one of the Christmas kittens is green.
Yes.
And blue and yellow and pink.
2019 animated special. Wow,
all
right.
They don't all also look square.
They are not square.
No, they're just kittens.
Producer Stevie said you can find that on Netflix, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. So that's what you're going to watch later today.
Is Spookly? I don't know.
Well, maybe the Christmas Kittens one. Maybe both.
Watch, I watch this, and this is one of my favorite animated films of all time. 47 minutes. I'm all talking about it tomorrow. Like, this was a big miss on my part. I'm doing a bad parenting job.
And you become like this big Spookly
I'm here to
fan.
Disney, and I'm watching Princesses right. with my 10-year-old, and I should have been watching Spookly, and I had no idea.
All right, well,
thank you for the DMs. Good call by you. I never heard of it.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.